This is Hunter Valley Today with Darren Cattruppi. Well, it's a big week in Canberra. Today, being Tuesday, Parliament starts sitting, the first time since the election, and the member for Hunter, Dan Repicoli, is in Canberra for the occasion. Of course, Dan, good morning.
Good morning, Darren, and good morning, listeners.
Have you got your shirt all nice and pressed and your clean tie and everything ready?
I certainly do. It's an exciting time around here at the moment, and there's a real buzz around the building as we get closer to the official opening of Parliament and actually being sworn in.
So you went to lunch with the PM at the lodge, I see.
Yes, we had a little lunch on Sunday with the PM, which was quite nice. It was good. We had all our families there, and it was just a nice way of everyone getting together.
And as you said, you brought your family down. It's a pretty historic moment for you and your career, so it must be great to have them see you, there at the start.
Certainly is, and they get the opportunity today to sit up in the gallery and watch it all unfold, which is good. And it was great taking them on Sunday to Elbows for lunch. It was good. They all played really well. All the kids got along really well, actually. It was great.
A weird question, but what sort of food was served at the lodge?
It was a barbecue. It was fantastic. There were sausages, there was onion, there was steak, chicken, sticks. It was very good, actually.
Any Bunnings vouchers or...?
No Bunnings vouchers, not at this one. we did get to put the onion on top as well, which was quite good, the sausage.
Good. Yeah, that's another whole debate, isn't it? So when is your maiden speech to Parliament, Dan?
So maiden speech, I still don't know when mine is yet, but we're working with the Whip's office to try and get that sorted. I won't be in the first sitting fortnight, I know that, but we're working on the date after that.
I imagine it's like doing a seating arrangement for a wedding. It's like, where do I put? Because there's a fair few of you who are new.
That's right. There's 35 brand new MPs plus the senators as well. So there's quite a lot of people doing their first speeches.
Now, did I hear a rumour that there might have been a security issue in your office over the last few days?
You certainly did. One of my lovely daughters, Asha, she hit the duress button, and we certainly had security in our office just checking out to see if we're okay.
Well, it works, doesn't it?
It does work, and they had a very good response time too, which was good, and now I know where the button is as well.
Oh, well, that's good. Hopefully you don't ever have to use it, but you never know in that place. Security's pretty good these days. It used to be a bit lax, but yeah, it's a bit like Fort Knox. So
it certainly is, Darren.
So the other issue I wanted to speak to you about, we caught up a week or so ago. You were taking up the cause of people who are having issues with their insurance company, specifically from Broke. Have you had any further progress there with them and the Insurance Council of Australia?
Yep. So I spoke with the Insurance Council of Australia last Thursday. I had a meeting with them last Thursday night, and that was just a meeting letting me know that everyone that has got in touch with our office about this, and we forwarded their details on, but they're all being reviewed currently. So they are onto it. They've got a hell of a lot they're dealing with right now, obviously, because this is happening in many other areas as well, not just Hunter. So they're dealing with this quite a lot right now, and they're getting back to us as quickly as they can.
Okay, well, we'll keep posted there, but thanks for being on the case, because I think the more people that put pressure back on the insurance companies to do the right thing, the better.
Yeah, we need to make sure they did the right thing in this situation. This is absolutely devastating for our area, and we need to make sure we look after the people that need it.
Well, I better let you run. I know you've got a busy time there today, Dan, so thanks very much for joining us on Hunter Valley today.
No worries, Darren, and thank you, listeners. Cheers.
That's Dan Repicoli, the federal member for Hunter, on Hunter Valley Today on 981 2NM.